Hello and welcome to the Audio Bible Podcast, where each day we read the Word of God aloud together. Today we begin a new book. We're jumping back into the New Testament, and so we are going into the New Testament book of Acts. Acts is part of a two-volume set of a single work. It's called Luke and Acts, as Luke was the author of both of these books. And so together they kind of tell the story of how God first invited the people of Israel and then all nations to follow Jesus. As there were a few parts of the book of Luke, there are also different parts of the book of Acts. And so there are six parts in this book, and each kind of describes a new phase in the expansion of the Messiah-following movement outward from Jerusalem. These sections are all marked by variations on the phrase, "The word of God continued to spread and flourish." First, we see that the church is established in Jerusalem and becomes Greek-speaking, allowing it to spread its message throughout the entire empire. Next, the movement expands into the rest of Palestine. Then third, the Gentiles are included in the gathering of Jesus followers alongside the Jews. Fourth, we see that messengers are sent west into the Roman province of Asia. Fifth, we see these messengers enter into Europe. And in the sixth and final phase, we see the movement reaches the capital city of Rome and into the highest levels of society. God's kingdom is thus announced to all the nations. So really we see that this book of Acts, the Acts of the Apostles, really the work of the Holy Spirit as he empowers the apostles to go and share the good news of Jesus Christ, not just with those who are like them, but with those who are different than them. Those who believe different, who look different, who think different, or who speak different, because the gospel of Jesus Christ is for all humanity. It is not reserved for one people group or one language or one nation. It is for everyone. This good news of Jesus Christ, that Jesus came to this earth, lived a perfect and sinless life as the Son of God, our Messiah, who died on a cross, was buried in a tomb, and 3 days later resurrected from the dead, conquering sin, death, and hell itself, so that you and I might be able to walk in newness of life for everyone who, by grace, through faith in Jesus Christ, believes in him, gets to experience eternal life. We look forward to jumping into this book together as we look to Acts chapter 1 beginning tomorrow, as we read the word of God aloud together.